It's a Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're going to get to those stories we previewed just moments ago related to a development in Lower Price Hill and a look at the history and possible future for the Terrace Plaza Hotel downtown. But first, we have to begin with a stark warning about COVID-19 in Hamilton County that came out just today. Hamilton County's number of daily positive cases is the highest it's been since the pandemic started. WVXU reporter Jay Hanselman is on the phone with us now because it appears our status in the view of the state could be changing. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
So what was said today at this meeting here in Hamilton County as it relates to our COVID-19 count?
I think the takeaway that probably is most alarming is currently the county is listed as red on the state's public health advisory map, and the County Health Commissioner, Greg Kesterman, said it's almost inevitable that if the trends continue in the direction that they're headed right now, that the county will very likely become purple, and that is the highest level on that advisory map. And unless my aging brain is failing me, which it very well could, I believe that would be the first time that a county in the state has been listed as purple, and the state describes that as a severe exposure and spread of the coronavirus, and they recommend at that point that you only leave home for supplies and services. So it would be a major change for the county to go purple on that map.
And so the Ohio Public Health Advisory System has four colors that it deploys. Yellow is public emergency, active exposure and spread. That's what yellow means. A lot of counties in Ohio, in fact, most counties in Ohio are listed as orange, which is level two, which is increased exposure and spread. Exercise high degree of caution is what they suggest. But the densely populated counties like Hamilton and its suburbs are at level three. That's red. Very high exposure and spread. Limit activities as much as possible. But as Jay Hanselman just noted, level four is purple, and that is severe exposure and spread. Only leave home for supplies and services. Jay, do we know whether that goes beyond just a suggestion, or would we expect Governor DeWine to say something about this?
And that commission president, Denise Driehaus, said as much during the briefing today that they really don't know the practical effect of what going to purple on that map would be for county residents, because it's up to the governor to perhaps implement those orders. Those could include things as drastic as shutting down schools, closing businesses once again, perhaps even doing a stay-at-home order for the county. They really don't know. And if there is one bright spot, by the way that the state does their mapping, right now there are seven indicators that have to be met to determine your level on that map. Right now, Hamilton County meets five of those indicators. There's a high likelihood that they could meet six when the new map comes out tomorrow. But by the state's definitions, even if you meet six or seven, you're considered purple. But if you move to that level for the first week, it could be red with a plus sign. And then if you those levels continue from like tomorrow through next Thursday, then next week could be the actual time that the color changes from red plus to purple. But like I said, the one that they're concerned about right now is hospital admissions. Last week, that indicator was not met, but they are dangerously close to meeting that indicator this week because the number of hospitalizations has increased. It's been increasing because of folks coming in from the region to Hamilton County hospitals, but now the number of county residents also requiring hospitalization for COVID-19 is also starting to increase. And the number on that, a few weeks ago, there were about 90 people, give or take, in the hospital being treated for COVID-19. And right now, that number is closer to 200 who are hospitalized with the virus.
And we spoke earlier with a doctor that we're featuring on the show tomorrow who basically noted that, you know, hospitalizations and deaths are often behind these increases in case numbers. So we could be a couple weeks out before we see significant spikes there, but they could be on the way. I want to note that Hamilton County Health Commissioner, Greg Kesterman, said today that hospitalizations don't lie. That's a quote from Greg Kesterman. So that seems to be the indicator, Jay, that is most worrisome to them, because we've had this spike in cases in Ohio and Kentucky and most of our listening area for some time. But now that it's spreading to the hospital, did you get the indication that that's what they're most concerned about?
correct, because, I mean, clearly there are some who will say, well, of course there are going to be more positive cases because there's more testing now than in March and April when the virus first started. But as you indicated, hospitalizations don't lie. And if someone is sick enough from COVID-19 to require hospitalization, that's pretty serious. And that's the number that, you know, is now starting to climb, that the number of folks who are actually hospitalized has, you know, now topping about 200 people.
I should note that we got an email from a listener who raises a valid point. This is from Phil. What if we're purple on election day? I guess that wasn't necessarily addressed today, Jay.
No, and again, the main point was it's up to the governor. And as far as I know, there has not been a county in the state that has been at the purple level. And there's really a lot of unknown of you know, what that could actually mean practically for county residents and businesses and anyone else who visits Hamilton County. That's all unknown. And I'm sure that local officials would prefer not to find out. But again, if the trends continue, they're almost convinced that it's inevitable that it will happen sometime, if not like this week, but perhaps next week or the following week.
That's WVXU reporter Jay Hanselman, who have his stories at WVXU.org. We'll continue to follow on 91.7 FM and, of course, at WVXU.org throughout the day. Jay, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
And on tomorrow's show, we do have that local doctor explaining why he said the county has 2 weeks to get its COVID situation under control. That's tomorrow at noon on Cincinnati Edition.